Would you have a store that you might use if you're shopping for special foods, cooked meats and vegetables and salads and kind of expensive prepared foods and things? What would you call that around here if you were going to get something that may be a little unusual?
To cook?
Just maybe
supermarket, I guess. Different ones carry a little different line, you know.
If somebody wanted to get something really special, like, I don't know, mushrooms and or something like that, would you have special shops that you could buy, you know, special foods or something like that?
I don't know what you're referring to.
If you went into a bakery, what kinds of things would you find there?
A bakery? Donuts, cakes, assortment of turnovers, cookies.
Would you ever see a long donut that's twisted? And like my tape?
Twisted?
No, it's not. It usually does at the beginning. That's maybe long and twisted.
Yeah.
About. What would you call that?
God, let me see. You're talking about the bread? French bread, you know. It's twisted. And then they make the little sweet rolls that's twisted, but I don't know what they call them. Crescent rolls, I believe, don't they?
What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
A laundromat.
You see these machines some people have at home for reducing the bulk of garbage? What would you call that?
Waste compactor, garbage compactor.
If you, where would you throw things away at in your house?
Throw it away.
Just
in a garbage can.
What would you call one if it were outside your house? The ones that might be picked up.
The big ones, you know, they refer to them as Dempsey dumpsters.
Yeah. You know, the man that did that was really brilliant.
He was.
He really was.
Val Asta had a little different. Process collecting garbage for a long time. They had a garbage train. You know, it originated here. Our city manager, Harold Farmer, he's in Gainesville, Florida now, but he thought this thing up. And what they did was they pre-connected a whole line of these big Dempsey dumpsters, and they'd drive through the neighborhoods and throw everybody's garbage in it, you know, and just make one trip. And that was a sight. They put it with a Scout or a Ford Bronco or something, you know?
Yeah.
A little four-wheel drive job. And the garbage train.
They make one trip?
One trip. you'd be surprised, man, at the garbage they'd put on, you know. But it worked out real good. They still use it. Now, I understand that some more cities adopted it, you know, since.
If somebody died, who might the family get a hold of to take care of the burying?
Funeral director, undertaker.
What would you call a building in a cemetery where people are buried above the ground?
Mausoleum, I believe.
Would you ever hear cigarettes called anything?
Stogies.
Yeah. Did you ever hear any other names?
Weed.
Would you ever hear names for marijuana?
Grass. Mary Jane.